Miriam Bensalah Chagrun, a leading Moroccan businesswoman and president of the Moroccan Confederation of Businesses, was in Washington recently to take part in the business forum of the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit. VOA's Carol Castiel was joined by Frances Alonzo, host of VOA's Women Rising series, to talk with Chagrun, who has become a huge business success in Morocco, where men dominate the world of commerce. They asked her for her read on the summit.
The signal that we received during the summit were strong because the messages were clear. Africa is within the scope, and Africa as a continent with its diversified countries are in the U.S. Governmental and important matter, not only in terms of growth, in terms of opportunities, not only in humanitarian scope, but also as a fast-growing economies.
And what was the message you took from this summit, and what kinds of interactions did you have with your colleagues from the continent? Did you were able to advance some business? Because we know that Morocco is looking toward Africa, because of Morocco being in the Maghreb in North Africa and technically not in the AU, there is a difference. So I was wondering to what extent, you know, you were able to advance some of your own business interests.
Well, for the last decade and lately a few years ago, His Majesty the King initiated an integration south-south, which means that it is easier today from Morocco to integrate the other countries. And we have a great banking network, which means that one out of two loans that are made in our continent are made by a Moroccan bank. So we have an expertise, we have a network, and we also have support through other sectors such as infrastructure, such as social housing. We have a real know-how, and we're expanding that know-how to other African countries. And it is what we have been doing during this summit is connecting not only among our partners, but future partners. And it was very interesting to see within the American soil to have this connection intra-African with also American CEOs. Some of them are already present in our continent, and some are prospecting and looking at our continent for growth, for more investment. Morocco has an important platform that gives a very strong gateway to Africa. This platform is the free trade agreement that we have, and Morocco is the only African country that has the free trade agreement with the FTA, with the USA.
Let me turn to my colleague Frances for a question.
I'm very excited to have you here, and I understand you're on the boards of many companies. Let's talk about gender equality in the boardroom. Tell us your experiences. Are there many women at top levels?
There is more and more. And we have constitutionally a new family code where a woman is the equal of the man. So this is in the text and it is in the constitution, which is a right. But in the facts, we are more and more empowered. And thanks to the belief and to the strong support of His Majesty the King, it is very important to see that the head of state believes in the half of the society, which are the women. We have women walis, which is walis like mayors, but not appointed. We have the youngest woman minister. She's 38 years old. She runs foreign affairs. We have women highly ranked by administration. But as for the private sector, we see more and more women trying to break the glass ceiling. We see women in power in Morocco. They are empowered and taking the power. So whenever there is a chance for a woman to get into CEO or boardroom, you were talking about boardroom. I'm independent board member of our central bank, and I head the audit committee, and I have with me other women. And
is that 50-50 or 30 70?
We're more 20, 25 than 50, 50. But the goal is to, for next generation, that we make sure that there is no way back. We can always get more women into taking the decision, but also in the chart of the companies. Some women do run businesses, but they don't have the title. We've seen that and we know how it is. But more and more in Morocco, you see women having the status and would be recognized of sharing or taking the decisions.
Is there still just a cultural reluctance by the men to have women have the title? Is that just sort of a cultural reluctance, or is it just because they don't seek it, or they don't have the education that they feel that would lend them to have these titles? What do you think would be the cause of that?
Well, actually, it's a mix of it, of that. And culturally, it's not a Moroccan culture, but it's a male culture. And if I may say so, I studied in France, I studied in the States, and I can assure you that it was in late 80s or mid 80s. It was not easy as well. So there is a prerequisite to that. And the cultural part of being in Morocco, I just don't sense it as being a specific cultural obstacle to women in Morocco, but around the world.
Maryam Bensalah Chagrun, a leading Moroccan businesswoman and president of the Moroccan Confederation of Business. She was speaking with VOA's Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, and Francis Alonso, host of VOA's Women Rising series. For more of their conversation, go to voanews.com and look under the Programs tab for Press Conference USA.